exploring accents and dialects for voice actors with our special guest, Nick Redmond. Hi, Nick.
Hi. So these are some of the things you should be thinking about. It's not just about the sound changes. Yes, you know, you're going to be looking at what's different in the vowels and the consonants. So if I'm just thinking about how I can change my movable active articulators to shape the sound. So if I'm talking like this, and if I just pout my lips forward, the quality of my voice changes. I'm not doing anything apart. All I'm doing is putting my lips forward.
Right.
And that changes. Same with if I like pinch my lip corners back a little bit, using this muscle here.
Yeah.
There's a muscle called the risorius muscle. It just pulls right back. If I'm just pulling that back without thinking about anything else, that's changing the quality of the sound. Mm-hmm. Accents, all accents have a particular setting or an oral posture.
Yeah.
So RP, let's use that because it's something that's usually what people need to learn or want to learn, has a low tongue position. So that's why you get some of those vowels that are all like bath, slightly lower, flatter sounding vowels. Whereas my accent, Northern Irish, has a slightly higher tongue position. So the tongue's neutral position is higher up. That's why we get like face instead of face, and mouth instead of mouth. So if I know that in Northern Irish the tongue needs to be higher, already you're going to start to change the sound without even trying.
Yeah.
Without even thinking specifically about the vowels themselves. So that's why the oral posture or the setting of the accent is incredibly crucial for me. It also gives the actor or the voiceover something physically tangible to anchor the sound in. One of the first things people say when they come to you is, I can do the accent for like a line and then I just lose it.
Yeah.
So what this does is gives you something physical,
right,
to keep and to hold, not completely tense, but to have as something tangible,
right,
through which to send the sound. So if you know if you're going off a bit, you're like, oh, hang on, has my jaw position changed because it should be responsive and loose, or has my lip position changed because I shouldn't be doing as much rounding, for example. So it gives you something tangible to hang on to, which is really beneficial.